from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit not to impact NATO. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that Britain's vote to leave the European Union will not have an adverse effect on North Atlantic Treaty Organization's military and political prowess.
We have high expectations of a very strong NATO meeting with important deliverables that will not change one iota as a consequence of the vote that is taking place.
Mr. Kerry was interviewed by reporters after a meeting with NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. This is Mr. Stoltenberg.
After the UK decided to leave the European Union, I think that NATO has become even more important as a platform for cooperation between Europe and North America, but also defense and security cooperation between European NATO allies.
Meanwhile, in the UK, people remain cautious. Amanda Jexy works for the Housing Association. She'd been undecided, but eventually voted to remain in the EU.
Yeah, there seems to be a big divide. I think the whole country seems going to melt down. Cameron's gone. The Labour Party seems to be falling apart. I think everyone's pretty shocked. I think it's quite concerning the way that the country seems to be divided. People sort of didn't expect the outcome they're getting, and I think there's concern over what will be happening next. I think everyone's just a bit anxious and uncertain about the future.
We have turmoil today on the global stock markets thanks to Brexit. With prices falling in the U.S. and Europe earlier Monday, a key index in Japan recovered some of the drastic losses it saw from Friday's trading. In New York, the Dow and the S&P 500 were off more than 1%. In early trading, London's FTSE fell by 2%. Worries that leaving the EU will hurt the British economy pushed the value of the pound down. This is VOA News. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people in an eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 people were wounded in the incident. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly attack. Lebanon has been repeatedly hit by militant attacks related to the ongoing war in neighboring Syria. Iraqi forces recaptured the last neighborhood of Fallujah, ending a month-long offensive to take control of the key city from Islamic State militants. The victory is part of an overall campaign to defeat the Islamic State insurgency, which seized large parts of Syria and Iraq in 2014. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has vowed next to retake the IS-held city of Mosul. Israel and Turkey have reached agreement to normalize relations that would end a 6-year rift caused by a raid by Israeli commandos that left 10 pro-Palestinian activists dead on a Turkish vessel trying to breach an Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. Joseph Olmert, a regional analyst at the University of South Carolina.
Altogether, I think that this is another indication that Israel is not isolated in the Middle East, that Israel is indeed a country that other states and countries would like to be in on friendly relations with.
Israel has agreed to pay $20 million in compensation to the families of those killed and wounded in the Israeli commando raid. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld abortion rights on Monday, ruling that states across the country had no right to curb the constitutional right of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision was perhaps the court's most important abortion rights ruling in a quarter century. The majority overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas, similar to that enacted in other states, that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near the abortion clinics, and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade healthcare equipment. Writing for the court majority, Justice Stephen Breyer said that the state's regulations were immediately unnecessary and unconstitutionally limit a woman's right to an abortion. And Panama officially has opened an addition to its canal for a new generation of supercargo ships. The latest generation of gigantic carriers could not fit through the 102-year-old canal. Analysts say the canal's annual cargo volume should double over the next decade. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.